Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from New York City, still rocking and rolling in Midtown Manhattan, up here for a couple of days, and looking forward to continuing to do this today, broadcast here today and broadcasting here tomorrow as well. And you know what, folks? I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to be broadcasting here on Monday. How about that? Up and back and up and back again. So we're glad to be here, and we're also glad to remind you or to tell you that we've got a longtime friend of ours, an original member of our Brain Trust, Patricia Weber, is back on the show. And Patricia is a sales expert. She helps her people, her clients, to learn how to do a better job of selling. And lately, she's been working with introverts. She's been helping introverts become more effective, more successful at selling. And she's going to talk to us about that today. She's our good friend, Patricia Weber. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Congratulations on this great award that you're receiving there. I guess you've already told your listeners.
I haven't told them yet. No, I haven't mentioned that. But
you
thank
do
you.
It.
I told them I was coming to this to New York to attend the New York Enterprise Report Small Business Conference tonight.
Oh.
But I'm getting a little recognition tonight. It's just it's not a big deal, but I appreciate you saying that.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. Pat, I've really enjoyed hearing you talk about introverts over the last few months or so.
Yeah.
And I've got another friend of mine, Elise Benin, is mm-hmm. doing work on introverts. And I've enjoyed the two of you sharing your thoughts on introverts. And I really didn't understand as much about introverts as I used to, as I needed to, until mm-hmm. I've been speaking with you, with Elise. And I'd like for you to talk a little bit to the audience a little bit about what you think an introvert is.
Oh, it's the person who gets their energy from themselves as opposed to from other people and their surroundings. And saying it another way, it's the person who gets exhausted by being around a lot of other people and doing a lot of outside things other
right.
than being in their head.
It doesn't mean that they don't function in those settings, those other settings.
No.
It doesn't mean that they don't cope,
right.
that they aren't chameleons when they have to be in those settings. It's just that that's not what they prefer.
Right. It's totally our preference as introverts to spend a little more time reading that book on our couch on a Friday night instead of being at a happy hour. That's actually,
right.
happy hour is, you know, the extrovert's invention. It's not
right.
invented by an introvert.
And, the extrovert invented happy hour so he didn't have to go home.
That's right.
Because when he went home, he'd be by himself, and he didn't want to do that.
Yeah, and it's not that an introvert can't be at a happy hour, but if they don't know they're an introvert, and they
right.
buy into what really now has become a meme. You know, a meme is actually some long-term perpetuated discussion that's come from a myth and almost become a true thing. People actually believe it. And my biggest finding is that people always think that a shy person equals an introvert.
Right.
But that isn't true. You can be an extrovert and be shy.
Wow.
And so what happens is when you're putting yourself as an introvert in, let's say, a happy hour or any kind of party where there are a lot of people and there's a lot of extroverting going on, you know, extroverting
right.
is a lot of speaking, a
right.
lot of partying. It's those things that indeed do come from outside of us,
mm-hmm.
then you might hang around the edges for a little while before you step into the event. But if you're an introvert, you're doing it purposely because you're monitoring your energy, or hopefully you are, and you're
right.
seeing how you're feeling, And when you have all of the energy ready, you will step into the event. But when you're an extrovert who is shy or an introvert who is shy, you're hanging around the edges because you're so anxious. It's not...
See, I'm having a hard time imagining an extrovert who's shy.
Oh, absolutely. I've coached extroverts who are shy.
And I'm thinking of meetings that I've attended. And by the way, what is the one in the middle? Remind me the term for the one in the middle, someone who's kind of on the edge.
You mean in between introvert and extrovert?
Yeah, there's a term for that, and I've forgotten what it is. But I think I'm more like that because, believe it or not, a lot of people might be surprised, me being a talk show host and everything, I am not an extrovert. I love connecting with people, but I don't love... I don't have a lot of fun at cocktail parties. You know, I wouldn't rather do that, so to speak. I don't need other people to find my energy.
Right.
I actually don't mind being alone at all. In fact, Pat, you won't be surprised to hear this. I actually love me.
But, you do what?
But I love me. So I don't mind being alone at all. But the thing is that I think about somebody who's in a meeting and they're introverts, meaning they would rather not be with 16 people in the meeting. They'd rather be with maybe one or two people. But that doesn't mean an introvert won't contribute to a meeting, but a shy person won't contribute to the meeting, probably.
Exactly. But the problem is, and that's interesting you said that, because I'm working with a woman now, talking with her about me helping her in her work situation. She is an extreme introvert. And therefore, that doesn't mean
Isn't extreme introversion the same thing as being shy?
No, it is not.
See, these are delineations that I didn't know really existed. And the reason Pat and I are having this conversation is to help you. If you're not being as successful as you want to be, these things that we're talking about there may be some information in here to help you understand who you are, what motivates you, why you're the way you are, and how to deal with it so that you can be successful in the marketplace, especially if you're in sales.
Yeah, this woman that I've been talking with about working with me as her coach, very young woman, 24, was just passed over for a promotion.
Yeah.
And she is an extreme introvert.
And she doesn't know why. And when we come back, you're going to give us a little more information on what happened and how you're helping her with this. This is fascinating stuff, folks. It's 20 after the hour. It's the same thing here in New York as it is anywhere else, I guess. 20 after the hour. We're going to be right back with Pat Weber. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, and I'm glad you're here. Broadcasting live from Midtown Manhattan, New York City today and tomorrow. Looking forward to some good meetings and meeting some good new friends and some old friends the next couple of days. But right now we're talking to an old friend. Patricia Weber is our good friend and a long time, actually original member of our Brain Trust all the way back to 98. And we're talking about some important things. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, get answers, lots of other things. Please subscribe to my newsletter while you're there. We're sent to you by email every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And of course, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Patricia is, Pat Weber is our good friend, and she is the number one sales coach for introverts. I like that title, Pat. You deserve that.
Yeah, I actually claimed it about 3 years ago.
And give us your website and tell us how we can find you.
The website is coachingforintroverts.com. And I'm on Twitter too, Pat Weber.
Yeah. Right, she sure is. I see her there all the time. coachingforintroverts.com?
Right.
Okay, so check that out. Pat, you were telling us about a lady who is an extreme introvert, but she's not shy.
Yes, and first I want to tell you, I think that term that you were asking me about before, even though, you know, we are pretending to starting to talk about introvert and extrovert
yeah.
in the wrong way. You're earlier asking me a preference question was correct. We all introvert and extrovert all day long. It's really
yeah.
more of a verb. But in between there is kind of an ambivert.
Ambivert, that's it. That's
yeah,
it. That's what I am.
Right.
I'm an ambivert.
But typically people have a preference. You lean one way or the
yeah.
other. For example, you either like being around a lot of people and speaking a lot, and all those things charge you up. Now, I like speaking, and I'm good on the platform, but my preference is to be sitting around reading or researching. That's my preference.
That's
an internal job. Well, this woman, very smart, 24-year-old, knows she's an introvert, and she took the MBTI to validate that, Myers-Briggs.
Right, MBTI?
Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Yeah, right, okay.
And so when I was called, she was just so distraught that she had been passed over for a promotion that she knew she could get, and she said, you know, I just don't even understand how they can evaluate some of the things that I did, because I come up with some of the best ideas.
Right.
But one of the things that they told her, and this is good for your small business owner listeners, who likely have introverts on the staff and they hold staff meetings.
Or they themselves might be.
They could be the introvert too. She said, when I'm in meetings and they're doing this brainstorming thing, she said, it takes me a while to piggyback onto an idea. And it might not be until after the meeting that I have the brainstorm that we go with. But
yeah.
they don't want it to be that way. They want the idea to be right then and there.
Right,
and,
right.
And that's the difference is, you know, there's a lot of controversy. The
and so she doesn't get any kind of, she doesn't get really any group recognition, and it doesn't, it's, there's no fanfare to her great ideas.
Right.
And therefore, whoever's making the promotion is doing it on fanfare.
That's exactly right. And even though and she was really distraught because she had, even at 24, she had a couple of years with the company, and this other person had just gotten there a few months
wow.
ago, but was kind of in the limelight, you know.
Yeah.
So it's either a matter of needing to educate the manager, the owner, the entrepreneur
right.
to understand, you know, your best idea person, you just probably killed their enthusiasm just because they're not acting the way you want them to.
Right.
Because that's what she had said. They had actually acknowledged her just previous to this that she had some of the best ideas that they were putting into action. Which
right.
That could be a whole other situation, but what...
Well, the other thing is they may have been looking for a leader, and you can be a great idea person and not be a leader.
Yeah, or you can be a great leader and not have all the ideas.
That's right. But she may not have had the characteristics that they were looking for.
Well, they actually were looking for more of a salesperson. And here's what I want to say
yeah.
about that, because, you know, think about sales, Jim. Even in business to business, while there may be a lot of presentations to a group and there may be a lot of things that happen in a group, in the end, what results is out of a one-to-one relationship.
Right.
And in that one-to-one relationship is where the introvert has their strength.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to a lot of parties. We're not doing a lot of business after hours. We're not doing
right.
some of those visible things that put you in a crowd.
But Pat, if your customer likes those things, if your customer likes happy hour,
mm-hmm.
you've got to go to happy hour with that customer sometimes.
Right, and then you lean into your introvert strengths about planning. One of the
right.
biggest tips I give to introverts who don't like happy hour mainly because it's a lot of chit-chat and small talk
right.
is think about, and I don't know whose rule this is, I read it somewhere, it's a 30-day small talk rule. Think about
yeah.
anything that's happened to you in the past 30 days or is going
right.
to happen to you within the next 30 days and use that to plan what you're going to talk about. Because you don't
well,
really
one of the things one of the things I want to stick in here is
yeah.
that that you may be an introvert, you may be an extrovert, but if you're in sales, you have to be a chameleon.
Ambivert.
You have to, well, whatever you want to call it. I call it being a chameleon. You got to go with the flow at some point in time, or I don't care what you are, you won't make it. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time. Pat Weber, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.